Welcome to Whispers to a Bride, where we talk about the stuff no one else is talking about. We are going deep on the emotional aspects of getting married, the stress, drama, and turbulence that affects your own sense of identity and your closest relationships. We are talking about what it means to be a bride and how to navigate the sacred time with more grace and ease. I'm your host, Kara Gasabe. As a life coach and therapist, I'm going to be sharing super practical tips so that you can not only rise to the occasion of your wedding, but also your life.
Hello, hello, and welcome back. I am coming at you on this rainy day to talk about one of my absolute favorite concepts, space and grace. This is one of the best ways, I think, that you can think about how to deal with your loved ones, even with yourself, as you're navigating some of the highs and lows of wedding planning. I think most people are usually pretty shocked at how icky, messy, conflict-ridden, confusing, overwhelming, hard, just tough wedding planning can actually be. And there's obviously our reasons for this. We've got huge changes happening in families. We've got lots of money on the line. We've got a whole identity shift that's happening. We've got a legal commitment being made. We've got heritage and culture and religion coming in. We've got parents who often aren't sure where they fit into the whole situation. We've got friendships that are being changed and affected. And there's just a lot of identity politics going on around weddings, not just with the bride and groom or the bride and bride or whoever, but with all of their inner circles, right? It affects everybody. There's a bit of a ripple effect. And so I was talking with a client yesterday, and she's actually already had her wedding and in a phase of sort of processing the overall sort of negative experience that wedding planning was with her mom. And we were kind of just talking about how to repair from that and how to think about that. And I was using my favorite tool, which is space and grace. And so the idea is there's a lot of talk right now about boundaries. And this client of mine had tried to use the concept of boundaries with her mom. And interestingly, her mom only received that concept of boundaries as barriers. Like there was no other way she could sort of conceptualize her daughter's request for a boundary other than a barrier. Like this is just something that is a roadblock. This is a big boulder between me and my daughter. I don't want it to be that way. That frightens me. It scares me. It's not what I want. It's not what I deserve. All of those things you can imagine that comes up in a mom's mind. And yet, it's also very, very normal now that you have your partner for life that you would be rearranging and reordering people's proximity to you, right? Like now you're maybe your next of kin and your closest person in your most inner circle previously was your mom. And now she's moving to an outer circle. And the importance of just really noticing and realizing that that shift can be very uncomfortable and it can cause a lot of conflict. And it's often what is beneath a lot of wedding conflict that might seem like it's about flowers or colors or tablescapes. Really underneath of it, it's a renegotiation of like, where do people fit in your life? Where is the influence? Where is the sort of being the go-to person, the closeness, and just everybody being reordered and reorganized can lead to a lot of tough feelings. And very naturally, a lot of my brides want to put some boundaries on their parents because it's like, it's just too much. And again, it makes sense. I have a whole episode on how to do boundaries in like a loving way, because I think that most people do want to keep their connection with their parents. They just need to reposition and reconceptualize it. But we talked about, because this idea of boundaries was so tough for the mom in this situation, even though I always love to think of it as like, it's not a brick wall. It's a picket fence. It's got a gate. It can open. And that boundaries are often like the distance that people need to be able to love you better in an more productive long-term way. Anyway, she wasn't able to hear it or think of it that way until I had talked about, let's not talk about boundaries or barriers. Let's just talk about space. Let's just talk about how do we give each other grace and space. So first, let's talk about grace. What is grace? I think that a lot of people think about the sort of religious undertone of the grace, which is totally fine. This idea of like God or a higher power extending undeserved favor. It's something that you can't earn. It is just like just bestowed upon you, right? It's this idea of courteous goodwill. And if you think about too, the other, so right, like that's sort of that, like, let's give you the grace, let's give you the benefit of the doubt, let's give you that extra sort of goodness and compassion in a really overflowingly generous way, right? I love that idea of grace. And it's also a style of movement, right? A simple, elegant way of moving is the other definition of grace, which I also love. And so just all the definitions of grace can be really, really helpful in terms of dealing with your family members, your friend, anyone who you are having some conflict around, yourself, your partner. This really applies to everyone. Having some grace, right? Like giving generously, that feeling of goodwill, benefit of the doubt, just giving people grace, whether they deserve it in the moment or not. You just give them the most generous take. I have a podcast that's called The Most Generous Take, where you're just like, you know what? I'm just going to assume the very best about this person and give them that assumption, even if maybe that your actions haven't really proven that they are in that place. I'm just going to assume and grant them that. So that's the grace part. And then there's the space part. And the space is, I like to think of it like, okay, you're in a field, right? Like you're in a meadow. And so let's use this mother-daughter example, because that's what's really on my mind. There's no fences, there's no barriers, there's no walls, but they're in a field. Maybe in their relationship, they've been walking side by side through the field, picking flowers at the same time, having the same conversation, whatever. Now, they're still in the same field, but the daughter, the bride, needs to walk to this end of the field in this corner and be doing a different activity. Maybe she's weeding or like raking something or doing something over here. And mom is over here in the middle of the field. And so there's this distance between them, but they're both still there. They're both still in the field. They're both still in relationship, in connection, in each other's lives, but it's not like in the same way. And the great thing about space is that we can move in it, right? That's where the grace comes back. We can gracefully move in and out of each other's lives in a different way. There's this idea of like this fluidity that is involved in it. There's idea that like we can make space for each other and our lives and our feelings and the complexities. We can move together and then we can move back apart, but it doesn't mean that anything is breaking or changing in a way that is not palatable. It's just a different framework. And the visual of sort of gracefully moving in a space was really, really helpful metaphor for this particular mom and daughter, because she could sort of see that and she could sort of hold that, like, just because I'm not, you know, my daughter's most important influence right now, that's her husband, it doesn't mean that I'm out of the picture. I'm still in that field. We can still come back together and move apart. And I think it's funny because I love to think about too, that's sort of like using the idea of space and grace in a bigger context of healing. I think it also can just be very, very useful in the moment with yourself when you're really, really stressed out. Give yourself the grace of like, I need a minute. Give yourself space from the conversation that is too intense or the decision that you can't quite make. Give yourself just that extra. There's so much in our culture and in just like wedding planning energy that's like, let's decide, let's write the contract, let's do the thing. And it's like more and more and more. And I think sometimes it's really nice to give yourself the grace of like, you know what? You deserve to think about it. You deserve to take a step back. Give yourself the space to hear your own thoughts. I think that's the other thing that the space metaphor is important. I want you to always be looking for ways to put space between you, how you think about your wedding, how you think about your relationship with your friends, your family, your fiance. Space between that reality that you're living and the cultural narratives that you're being bombarded by through wedding TikTok and Instagram and all of the just the craziness of wedding world, Pinterest. When you enter into these sort of ecosystems, when you start wedding planning, it's very, very overwhelming. And a lot of people want to get as much information as possible, which totally makes sense. You really do have to educate yourself because, wow, it's often just very different than what it looks like from the outside. When you're actually in the wedding planning world, there's a lot to like, there is a bit of a learning curve on like timelines and expenses and logistics, right? There's a lot. But after that, and interspersed within that sort of learning moment, I need you to keep putting space, because what I often see is so many clients, they can no longer hear themselves and their desires and what's true and right for their wedding in their life, because they have just muted their own voice and replaced it with the culture, with all of the advertising and all of the industry, and then with their peers, what they're seeing online from other people, with the weddings they've gone to, with their own friends and family who are like, do this, don't do this, do that, right? There's a lot of just unsolicited advice that comes. And so again, I think you want to give the people around you a ton of grace, realizing like, oh, they're probably not trying to bombard you or be bossy. They're just trying to help, but it doesn't feel like help if you don't give yourself that space to like, it's another way in which like, I love to help my clients build in a little space in those moments where you are getting sort of overwhelmed by the advice and the questions. You just buy yourself some time and just be like, oh my gosh, thank you for sharing that perspective. I'm going to like keep it in mind, right? You don't say, oh yeah, I'll do that thing. So many people get into their people pleasing mode and want to quickly agree with the person that's giving them a suggestion or a vendor recommendation. And then they feel stuck and overwhelmed that they have to do it, or else someone's going to be mad at them for not taking their advice. And again, this is another place. Give them grace, give yourself grace, and put space between yourself and committing to anything that you're not ready to commit to. I think that can be really, really useful. So again, just this idea of grace, goodwill, good favor that is undeserved, unearned, but just grant it and give it to yourself, give it to your loved ones, and then space. All the ways in which you can put space between you and what is troubling with you, between you and the people that you love. How do you move in that space in a graceful way? How do you come back and separate and come back and separate in a way that makes sense? So hopefully this landed for you as just another way to talk about interacting with your loved ones during these often really contentious wedding moments, and use it with yourself. I love to give myself a ton of grace and space all the time to just metabolize what I'm going through. It's a great just antidote to being stressed and overwhelmed, which I know so many of us are, and feeling anxious and all those things. So I hope this was helpful, and I will see you in the next episode. Reach out to me. I am taking clients all the time. KaraMaureen.com. And also buy the book. It's for sale on Amazon. So helpful. Such a cute shower gift if you have any friends getting married. So thank you, thank you, thank you for reviewing and rating the podcast. It helps other sweet brides find it. And until next time, I am wishing you nothing but bridal bliss.